Hey, good evening, or evening, good afternoon, I should say. It's Pastor Dave from Bethel Lutheran Church here in Winchester with the Bethel cast, and we're glad to be back. What I'm going to be doing is kind of looking ahead for Sunday and letting you know what's kind of going on at Bethel, and hopefully getting you ready for worship as it's coming up. So we are entering the season, a new church season. It's kind of interesting because, you know, how many people even know about church seasons? So they might have some idea of Lent, maybe, but a lot of people have no idea there's this actually these seasons we go through in the church. Advent, and then Christmas, and Epiphany, and then Lent, and then Easter, and then Pentecost. And Pentecost is actually half the year, but it makes a lot of sense why we do this in the church. And I've often said it was an opportunity for us to remind ourselves and tell our stories and hear the stories of the faith regularly. And we do that through these church seasons. We kind of set up the life of Christ as half the year, and then the other half of the year is the teachings of Christ. It's kind of a rudimentary way of looking at it, but Advent is the beginning of that, and it's the idea, it's the thought process that we are waiting, not just simply for Christmas, but and that's kind of where it's placed as we kind of lead towards the Christmas season. But we really use Advent as a time to be thinking about and preparing for that time when God's kingdom will come to its fruition. At the end time, whenever that is. So there's some end time conversation having right now that we're having right now, because we think about the return of Christ while at the same time we prepare for remembering the birth of Christ. And so that's what our Advent season is doing. And then we go into the Christmas season, and you may have heard a song called The 12 Days of Christmas. So the reason it's called The 12 Days of Christmas is because the Christmas season is actually 12 days. It's the shortest of all of our church seasons. It begins on Christmas Day and goes up until January 6th, which is Epiphany. And then that starts an Epiphany season, which leads us to Lent, and that changes each year depending on when Easter is. And so then you have Lent as the preparation season for Easter, and then Easter is 50 days up into Pentecost Sunday, and then you have the Pentecost season, which is the teachings of Jesus. So it's kind of an interesting way of doing that and how that works itself out. But any case, that's the church seasons, a little bit why we do what we do. And this is the beginning of the Advent season. And so we'll be starting with service this Sunday. And we'll be hearing from, and I'll be preaching on the text from Isaiah chapter 64, which is, I think, one of the most human parts of Scripture, because in effect, the prophet is talking about God coming near now and making things change now, and how we want those things to happen now. He says at the beginning of chapter 64, Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down so that the mountains would quake at your presence. As when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries so that the nations might tremble at your presence. I mean, how many of us have said that in our own lives? God, just come down. Share a sign. Come down, Lord God. And be in this moment, heal my friend, or heal my parent or my child. Come down and change people's attitudes. Come down and help us to see your promise. Just do some miraculous big thing. Tear the heavens open, Lord God, and make it happen. Isaiah goes on to say, when you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked from your presence. But then he says, from ages past, no one has heard. No ears perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right. So there's this call to wait for God to show up. But how honest is that? That we want God to come near now and solve whatever our issue is right now. We want it right now. We wonder, we struggle, we wonder when that doesn't happen, if God has hidden himself from us. And the writer goes on to say, we have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf. and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you anymore, God, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Lord, what happens here is that God is that the prophet is sharing these words which are so often ours, which is, God, you're not listening. You're not listening to me. You're not listening to my prayers. Where is the healing? Where is the things that make things better? Where is the reconciliation? We wonder. So I love this text from Isaiah, which is, God, come down, solve this issue, make it work, make things better. And then, you're not doing that, God, so you must have left me. But at the end, the prophet comes back to, yet, he says, yet, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay and you are the potter. Consider we are all your people. And that ultimate, beautiful, prophetic note that just happens throughout our prophetic witness in Scripture, which is the prophets being honest and sharing their pain, their hurt, their struggle, all the things that are keeping them awake at night and frustrations they have with God. But in the end, they always come back to say, but God, I still trust you. And in that trust, they end up finding relief and hope. So that's going to be our theme for this week. We're going to be talking the first Sunday of Advent as we begin this season of waiting to talk about what does it mean to have delayed gratification when it comes to everything in our lives, but also in our relationship with God. What does it mean to have a delayed gratification? That, you know, that we experience God's changing things, but maybe not in the time frame that we want. And how there can be blessing in that, how there can be holiness in the silence that we attribute to God in those moments of our lives. So it's a real human endeavor and a real human reality of that. So I share that with you all today so that we'll be doing that each week, just kind of to prepare for the upcoming Sunday. So think about where God is. What are the things you want God to do now? Whether they're happening or not, because certainly some of the times it does happen, but many times it doesn't, and that's when we wonder. So I would invite you to consider those things and bring those on Sunday. Bring those to worship on Sunday. Bring those to our time together, and lift those up and offer those to God. What I'm going to do before we close in prayer, just kind of give you a heads up on some of the things that are going on here at Bethel over the next number of weeks. We've begun as Advent season. It's a couple of wonderful ways that you can serve and help. Our Advent food drive will go all the way through the 19th of December. We're looking for canned vegetables, canned fruit, canned meats, those kind of things, breakfast items, peanut butter and jelly, honey, coffee, juice, pasta, spaghetti sauce, any of those things that you can kind of be on the shelves. That's what we're looking for our Advent food drive. So you can start bringing those in this Sunday, bring it all through up until the 19th of December. Also, as we head towards Christmas, we always do our global Christmas giving, which, if you've never been to Bethel, it's one of the coolest things we do. We have we've had traditionally three wonderful outreaches around the world. One in Tanzania, one in India, and one in the Philippines. And along with that, we have added one for Guatemala now, because our youth are beginning to build a relationship with a wonderful place in Guatemala that we'll be working with. So those four global Christmas, missions are a part of our global Christmas giving program. And we have trees up, and you can actually do things. You've probably seen it with the Heifer Project or with ELCA Good Gifts or one of those other things where you can, like, you know, spend $10 or $15 and maybe you're buying them meals for a week, or you're buying, helping somebody get clothes for school. You're helping buy food for the families. And, so many different options. You can spend a lot of money. You can spend less. But it's a wonderful thing. And so at Bethel, you can check it out. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. I actually got a picture up of it on our website right now. So that's something that's starting with Advent. This Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent, we're continuing our Advent traditions wreath making. It's a cross-generational Sunday school event. So everybody comes in, we make wreaths for our homes and for our families. And so you can come do that, be a part of that with us. That's pretty special. This past Wednesday, we actually started our midweek Advent worship. But if you're available during the week, join us Wednesday nights. We have soup, sandwich, dinner, just kind of a light dinner at 6:15, followed by worship at 7 o'clock. And looking forward to that wonderful special event. Coming up two Sundays from now, on December 10th at 2 p.m. at Bethel, we're going to be having a Blue Christmas service. And that is for anybody that's struggling, having a tough time during this holiday season, if you've had a loss, a loved one, or for other reasons you're going to be having feeling a bit blue, you're invited to come and just hear some words of promise and hope. That's going to be on Sunday, December 10th at 2 p.m. And so you people are invited for that. So anyway, please check out our website, BethelWinchester.com. Find out a little more about who we are and what we're doing. And hopefully you'll be able to join us as well along in this with the Bethelcast. And so I hope that God treats you well and invite us to enter into a word of prayer together. Let us pray. Gracious and loving Jesus Christ, we come to you with all of our needs and hurts, and we wonder where you are sometimes, and we wonder if you will show up. But we have come to trust and learn that not only do you show up, but you were always there. Even in those times we doubted, you were there. You were there in the silence. You were there in the promise. You're there in the midst of our hurts. And Lord God, you can see us through. So I ask, Lord God, that you be with all of us. May we bring whatever uncertainties we have right now to you. May we find your presence in surprising ways. That is the gift of looking towards the Christmas season, of waiting, of knowing that, God, you show up in the most least expected places, especially in a manger. We lift all this up in your precious name. Amen. I hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend, and go Redskins tonight. And hope they can pull it off against the Cowboys. And wish you all an awesome beginning to the Advent season. Take care, and God bless. Amen.